Welcome back to Between the Lines. Coming in shortly, we're going to talk with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Chief Deputy. Nobody was injured in a fire that destroyed a grain dryer at a Fond du Lac County farm early this morning, but the dryer and its contents completely destroyed. And we'll get the latest on that, happening early this morning. This month marks the five-year anniversary of the hiring of the 11th chancellor at UW-Oshkosh, Dr. Andrew Levitt. Chancellor Levitt joins us on this segment of the show. Great to have you on the program.
I'm delighted to be here, Greg.
Does it seem like 5 years have gone by?
You know, some days it seems like a blink of an eye. Other days it seems like 100. So, you know, that's how those things go. But no, I've really enjoyed my time here and am very pleased with what the campus, the university has been able to do over the last 5 years.
When you look back at the 5 years, what stands out to you as the major accomplishments? Obviously, there have been some significant changes throughout the system.
Sure. Well, you know, I will always start with students. And what I consider to be a major accomplishment is how well our students are doing. We've been graduating very large classes of students. We put out last year over 2,500 graduates, ranging from associates all the way up to doctorates. And the vast majority of those graduates remain right here in the Fox Valley. So that's something that's the fulfillment of the promise that we make to the citizens of this region, of course, here. We've launched some very interesting programs in the last 5 years, particularly at the doctorate level in nursing. For instance, our students of color on campus are performing better. Gaps are closing, and we are at our highest level of almost 17% of our students on this campus are students of color, which has been a dramatic increase from over the years. Just countless numbers of success stories with individuals, and also, you know, wonderful programs like Model UN have done very well. The Alta Center for Entrepreneurial Innovation has done very well. They, as evidenced by the Culver Pitch Contest from last night, and of course, athletics has done very well in the last 5 years.
All right. So if you're sitting front, you know, I know you've got your crystal ball sitting there on your desk. You look ahead 5 years down the road. What do you see?
Well, in the next 5 years, there's two prongs to the approach we want to take. We certainly want to be a more research-intensive institution in serving the manufacturing and the commerce needs of this region. I think that's something that the new North, Northeast Wisconsin, is missing, is a more vigorous research-oriented institution. That's never to say that we would ever move away from our primacy of teaching, but I think there's a lot more that we could do. In addition, we want to be the internship capital of the UW system, in that taking advantage of this incredible opportunity of place, from Fond du Lac all the way up to Green Bay, you know, 1.5 million people, and just endless possibilities in terms of internships and employment for our students. So those are the two things I would say we really want to concentrate on the most is how do we become the kind of university the region needs and deserves, and how do we best serve industry, commerce, and our students through internships.
All right. Leaders in the University of Wisconsin system have been traveling throughout the state, the All in Wisconsin tour. And, of course, there was a stop at UW-Oshkosh. What was the purpose of the visits?
The purpose of the All in Wisconsin tour is to really illuminate and to build support from the public in higher education in Wisconsin. I really do applaud Region President Drew Peterson and, of course, President Ray Cross for making the time and taking the effort to do that. I think it's important that the citizens of not only Northeast Wisconsin but the entire state of Wisconsin understand the real value of what it is that the UW system, all these UW institutions provide to our state. It's a world-class system. And I think the more that people know about it, the more they're going to want to help us. They're going to want to support us in the future.
All right. How difficult is it when it comes to attracting and retaining students?
Well, it is increasingly difficult. We still are the apple of the eye of people nationally and internationally. People still want to come to Wisconsin to go to school. So that's something that we'll always have, is that infusion of talent. certainly here at UW Oshkosh, we have increased pretty dramatically the number of out-of-state students on our campus. And the really remarkable part is that they stay after they graduate, that almost 40% of the out-of-state students who graduated last year remain in Wisconsin after graduating. We have a demographics issue, clearly. We are going to be continuing to move down in terms of the number of 18-year-olds that would be available for a traditional college, which means that we have to adapt and we have to adopt a better, more aggressive posture towards adult learners. We need. We have an unbelievable opportunity here in converting all those folks out there who have some college into a usable credential for them to better their lives.
Whether it's the UWO campus or the campus here in Fond du Lac, does the system do a good enough job of showcasing the value that these campuses contribute to the communities that they serve?
Well, it's like always trying to strive towards a more perfect union. I don't think you're ever actually there. It's the journey. We should always be working to do a better job and understand for people to understand what it is that we do and how we impact the lives of the people in Wisconsin and beyond. So, you know, that's why I applaud the region president for getting out. I think the more that people see us in the way in which we prepare students for work, for careers, and also provide a tremendous cultural and sports opportunities for communities, I think that we can do a better job of selling the real value of this place.
How important are community partnerships?
Very important. Certainly, the community partnerships we have with the K-12 system are very important. We rely upon the nonprofit sector in the communities to provide experiences for our students, and at the same time, we provide much-needed talent and expertise to nonprofits in the area. So, you know, it's very, very important.
Getting back to the first question I asked you before that, what is UW Oshkosh's impact on the region?
Well, we haven't done an economic impact study in a number of years, but the last one that was done some years ago, we have about a $500 million impact on the region as an institution. And, of course, the 2,500 graduates that we provide to the community each year is obviously something that's very impactful.
All right. University of Wisconsin System President Ray Cross announced recently that he's stepping down. He'll continue to serve as president until his successor is found after a national search. First, your reaction when you heard that he was going to be retiring?
Well, I have been very pleased with the level of support that President Cross has provided me personally and as well as this institution over the 5 years that I have been here. It's obviously he's earned the right to retire. This is a man who has spent his entire life serving people through higher education, over 40 years. So that part of it wasn't a surprise. I certainly will miss him. He was certainly a personal mentor of mine. I've learned a lot from him, and I think that he's prepared me well for helping to navigate the challenges that we face.
Well, yeah, when you think of that, think of those challenges. I mean, you're running the entire system at a time when you face deep budget cuts, a sustained tuition freeze, and at the same time, you've got to try to make sure that you're in, you know, you have that quality and the success that you've talked about for the students that you're serving.
Yeah, there's no question that the system presidency is a difficult and big job, and you really need to be, you're the number one advocate for the system, certainly with our funding partners in state government, legislature, and also federal funding partners as well, since we are one of the premier university systems in the country. You know, what I'd say is Ray really does fight for our mission, and he fights for the worth of the system, and I think he's going to be missed.
What are the biggest challenges going to be for the new system president? What type of qualities would you like to see in the new president?
Well, obviously, unflappable integrity is the one place that you always start. I think we need to have a system presidency a president who is going to be looking at how we can reform some longstanding system practices that we have, that which were really based upon increasing demographics. The way that funding works in the UW system hasn't changed really since the time of consolidation back in the 1970s. So I think that it would be great to see a new and a fresh approach on how we fund higher ed within the UW system.
All right. UW Oshkosh Chancellor Andrew Leavitt celebrating 5 years as chancellor at UW Oshkosh this month. Chancellor Leavitt, pleasure having you on the program. We greatly appreciate you joining us on the show.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.